Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Before I leave, let me hit it one more time. That's why I gotta lie to you, babe. Cause I love you. Cause I love you. I said that's why I gotta lie to you, babe. Cause I love you. Cause I love you. Cause I swear I ain't.
Okay.
But you love me. But you love me. I said I swear I ain't. But you love me. But you love me. I don't wanna break your heart. 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 I don't wanna break your heart. 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 I don't wanna break your heart.
At night, I usually, like, whatever I looked at on my phone, you get into bed, like, stupid Jim sent that dumb Neil Diamond hands, touching hands thing. So I'm, like, humming that to myself and in bed. Then I flipped over, because you break my heart. Like,
yeah.
The two things that I thought the most about going to bed was Derek's rap and Neil Diamond in his remake of Hands, Don't Touch Me. Like,
hot. Yeah, we got two songs from Derek yesterday. We had that. We had the Timbers song, Tom, If I'm Up. People listen to that.
Oh!
I'ma call you up and I'ma take you out. Then after that, I'ma take you down. I'm money where my mouth at, ain't no need to doubt. Girl, just say the word and I'ma make you shout. Oh.
So that was what we believed was the hit. We also had the freestyle, which we heard a bit of there a moment ago.
Yeah, I led you on. Wish I could speak my feelings without running to a song. Yeah, you told me about your mom.
Yes.
I wish I could play this uncut.
Wouldn't you want to know what it was that she had told him about her mom?
There is a magical 27 seconds in totality of
of the freestyle.
Vulgarity. Hard, yeah. Hardcore.
It's like Two Live Crew without the funny is what it is.
Yeah.
But earlier,
it'll stop you in your tracks.
Before we had the Derek and Foxborough songs, we had Shelby Cordell, the chipmunk girl from down in Florida, was saying that all she wanted to do was party.
Chips.
Yeah, we're just going to case that judge open.
Shelby Cordell. Right, it was quoted the on the club. Beach. Quoted on the beach down in Miami talking about, you know, she was going to do her.
Sure.
And she was going to do what she was doing.
We were alerted to the fact
so it's kind of disappointing, but we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
By the way, headline CBS News that posted last night, Florida college students test positive for coronavirus after going on spring break.
There you go.
There you go. But you get what you deserve.
That girl we just heard, she is also a singer.
She's an artist.
Right.
Thank you. You got the juice. You got the juice.
So I decided last night these two need to come together. Derek and Foxborough, Shelby Cordell. I give you now.
Emerging artists.
Foxborough Berry Juice.
Thank you. You got the juice. You got the juice.
I don't wanna break your heart.
Yeah, you got the juice. It's time that you choose. How many women is you trying to get loose?
Yeah, I led you on. Yeah, you told me about your mom. That shit ate me up. Don't give a f. never get enough.
Hit me, it's late, but I'm on my way.
That's why I gotta lie to you, babe.
You want me so bad, but you got the juice.
Cause I love ya, cause I love ya.
You got the things up your mind, boy, no time for decline.
That's why I gotta lie to you, babe.
You got the juice.
But you love me.
You got the juice. You got the juice.
Well, we have today's takeaway already set. So,
oh, my God.
The only problem with it, it might be a little too good.
We need to get them together. Like, the best thing I like about her, she wants to save money. So she's like an Airbnb girl. So we could get her up here.
Oh.
Nice little Airbnb in Foxborough. Get them together on stage at one of these things once everything clears here. We can do this. She's up for $500, right?
Right. So that's Shelby and Derek together there.
I don't wanna break your heart.
Yeah, you got the juice. It's time that you choose. How many women is you trying to get loose?
Yeah, I let you on. Yeah, you told me about your mom. That shit ate me up. Don't give a f***. Never get enough.
Hit me, it's late.
You didn't grab the legs up?
I found I've had more time on my hands lately
than
normally.
How long did that take you?
Does she have any other songs?
I hope not.
Oh.
No, she doesn't.
Great question, Beto. I don't know.
We don't want to find that.
That's why I gotta lie to you, babe.
You got the juice.
But you love me.
Maybe they become an item.
Oh. How about that?
That would be special.
Like a new, Jay-Z, Beyonce type of power couple?
Kanye and Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Because you think, one's...
But Kim's a no talent. I mean, Shelby.
Shelby.
To Chubby Chubby.
Yeah. Why, how'd you spend your night? Hanging with your family?
Yeah, and I watched the fish. I watched the fish swim around.
Artie was down in the lab with the dog.
That's right.
I watched the fish.
You got the juice. You got the juice.
Has your wife heard it yet?
She doesn't know.
She doesn't even realize.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't
know
care.
She's not interested.
Are you serious?
What? Hey, This is how I know she wasn't injured. Have you ever heard Derek and Foxborough call her show? No.
No.
Who hasn't?
Okay. I need more material from both.
I got a lot, about Louis a lot.
Trying to get drunk before everything closes.
I should go to Bar. I should have gone to Bar Louis more.
Thank you.
Your 617-779-0985. Great work by Artie. We'll get back to your calls next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. James is in Cambridge on Cam Newton. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Yeah, I think Cam Newton is a good idea to the Patriots. I mean, Josh McDaniels, he could adjust. He did draft Tebow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
I know, but still, I mean, he's a lot better than Tebow.
A tight end. A lot better than Tebow.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you know, his style.
I just wonder, and at this point, do they look at it that he's so, I don't want to say gun-shy as far as, you know, the running ability early in his career and, you know, that whole other dynamic. I don't think he's popping off the 80-yard runs like they did to what Bucky Brooks is talking about, you know, 7 yards a carry. You know, it's played really well against them. Do they look at him as shell-shocked and beaten up? You know, do you have foot issues? Do you have leg issues? You know, he's been hit in the head so many times. And they look at it, there's too many miles on him, and, hey, we'd rather roll with the young kid. Coach him up and go. Instead of bringing in sort of a stopgap type guy, right? Because really, he's not going to be your guy of the future. So maybe you just suck it up, and I think you roll with the kid now. I'd rather roll with Stidham.
Let's go to Brandon, who's in Boston. Hey, Brandon.
How you guys doing?
Here we go.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey!
So here's a guy that no one's talking about. It's Joe Flacco. The 6'6 guy. He's 3-5 against the Patriots, against Brady in New England. He's the reason why you didn't get that 2012 Super Bowl. You know, this is a guy, I think, that needs to revamp his career.
Yeah,
you know, he had a down season in Denver.
He looked horrible in Denver.
But guess what? He needs something to play for. In New England, he needs something to play for.
Is he motivated, though? Does he really? He got the contract to Brandon. After he played one, I agree with you. He played really well against New England in those big games.
And he knows how to beat you guys. And guess what? I think he needs to revamp his career.
Which is still moon rockets.
To revamp their team, so he makes a good fit. And he's a champion. He knows a ring.
He's not very good. Yeah, you're missing out, like, the major point there.
His game has gone down. Like, you look at Brady and you say, oh, Brady's game is it's dissipated, or he doesn't look as good as he has. And you could see areas like, boy, you could really look at Flacco and say, he looks shell-shocked. Like, his feet look terrible. It's just a big windup now. He looks slow. He looked really slow for Denver. I just think his time has come and gone. Again, I mean, there's a reason they take a guy like Hoyer over him. Guy knows the offense, could help out the young kid. I don't know if Flacco would come in here and help out the young kid. And not that that's your job to help out the young kid. But that's part of it when you're going to be the backup. I wouldn't look at Flacco and say that guy's his ability to come here and be the starter. Not right now, no.
Wayne in Rhode Island. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Now that Brady's gone, do you think Josh McDaniels is going to bail out too? And who do you think would be the best fit for the Patriots? Would it be Deshaun Watson or Cam Newton?
Deshaun Watson by a mile. Where is McDaniels going to go? Is he going to bail and go where? Yes, as soon as he gets offered a head coaching gig, he's going to bail. He's going to go take a head coaching job.
He could have Cleveland's.
He didn't get one this year. No, he couldn't have.
He didn't want to give up the damn play stuff to, you know, to turn it into the GM.
How interested were they really in him?
I think pretty damn interested.
I mean, they interviewed him.
Enough to bring the wife there. I think it was his job to take if he wanted it.
I would strongly disagree with that based on all of the reporting on the matter. Yeah. I don't think that's how it played out. I don't think he got offered the gig. He didn't turn them down. They didn't offer him the job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when he gets a head coaching gig, he'll probably take it. But that would have been the same if Brady were still here. So I don't think that this changes anything for him. No, Deshaun Watson's far better than Cam Newton as an option. No doubt about it. Corey in Maine on Cam Newton. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Corey? What's going on up in Maine?
Hey, let's talk about Cam Newton.
Okay.
All right. You know, if we can get him off the red carpet and get him back in the weight room, he could be a hell of a weapon for the New England Patriots. That's the way the league is going.
And play tight end?
Well, hey, tight end, we need one of them too, but...
Be a good tight end.
Which way is the league going?
Weight room.
Well, you know, the running quarterback and, you know, that type of offenses and stuff. So, I mean, I think if you got Cam Newton going, get him in the weight room back to being a good athlete, you know, I think he could make a heck of a difference. He's got a strong arm. So.
I'm not sold on the running quarterback thing.
Well, the way the league's are the drugs in Maine better than other states?
Patrick Mahomes runs. Is Patrick Mahomes a running quarterback? He runs. He moves with the ball.
He avoids and then
Is he, in the classical sense, a running quarterback?
No. But I do think quarterbacks are asked to be more mobile.
Lamar Jackson.
Than they have been.
That's a running quarterback. Oh, yeah. And I love watching him play. I am just waiting for him to get croaked.
Cam Newton will get croaked if he's going to continue to run because he's too big. He's a target.
Right, but let's talk about mobility behind the line of scrimmage instead of running with the ball.
Okay.
Mobility behind the line of scrimmage for Tom Brady for a period of time here in his later years has been crucial to his success. I think when they drafted Garoppolo, that sort of motivated him to get better in that regard, and he did. So how about that? Will he have the ability to be elusive while staying behind the line of scrimmage and still looking to make a play?
And, you know, staying in the pocket. You know, you can be elusive and you can move and never get outside the hash marks.
Because the league's going that way.
Well.
The league is going that way. Here's Bill Belichick, by the way.
And there are examples. But I mean, Russell Wilson ran the hell out of the ball for the Seahawks last year, but only because he had to. That's not a recipe for success, as was made evident by what the Seahawks ended up doing in the postseason. And you could argue the same for Lamar Jackson. Now it's the first year he's really had a shot at it, so I'm not going to say, you know, they won't get back and he can't do it. But to say that the league is going toward, you know, big physical quarterbacks who can take the ball and tuck it and start running and breaking tackles, no.
Bill Belichick in 2017, September of 2017, prior to a matchup with the Carolina Panthers, that would be a game that the Patriots lost. They were matched up with Deshaun Watson the week before. Remember this, so?
Yep, asking the question.
And they outlasted Deshaun Watson the week before. Then they had the matchup with the Carolina Panthers, which they lost. Who was the Fozzie Whitaker? That was the Fozzie Whitaker game. Here's what Bill Belichick said about Cam Newton. Again, this is almost 3 years ago, what he said about Cam before that game.
I think when you're talking about mobile quarterbacks, guys that are tough to handle, tackle, can throw, run, make good decisions, can beat in a lot of that. I mean, I would put Newton at the top of the list. Not saying that there aren't a lot of other good players that do that, but I would say of all the guys, you know, we play or have played recently in the last couple of years, definitely put him. He's the hardest guy to deal with. He makes good decisions. He can run. He's strong. He's hard to tackle. You know, he can do a lot of different things, beat you in a lot of different ways. We saw that in the game down there in 13. I would put him at the top of the list.
Oh, top of the list.
13. That was the Aqib Talib ice up sun game. Steve Smith. Yeah, I mean, that's Bill prior to playing an opponent, too, though. He'll credit the hell out of him. But at that time, that's... What's the date today? What year is this?
2020. Yeah.
You're talking about 3 years ago, and then you're talking about going back to 13 when he had that hell of a game and his runs. It's a long time ago. It's a lot of hits prior. I don't think he's the same player. Does he have experience? Yeah.
Of course he's not the same player. That's why he's available. And he just got – he's about to get cut.
What
if
do the Patriots do? Value.
Cut.
Value. They like value.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course he's not the same player. He's out on the street now. Not literally. You know, figuratively. The NFL street. That's why.
See Jameis Winston pushing that truck around?
So if you – what's he doing?
He was pushing a truck around. That's like working out, like Rocky. Like
he's pushing an SUV.
Yeah. It was a neutral. And he's
wonderful.
Pushing it.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. So Cam Newton is obviously at a stage where He's not the same guy.
Would you take Jameis Winston or Newton right
oh,
now?
Oh, Newton by a mile on that one. Jameis Winston
That's
blows.
Interesting.
Cam Newton's actually competed at a high level at various stages of his career.
See, people James look at Winston and say, threw for 5,000, we're 5,000 yards, they're still threw for 33 touchdowns.
Who cares? Like, who cares? You watch him play?
Just ignore that.
Guy sucks.
Yeah, he turns the ball over. Yeah. But if you coach his ass up, there's someone's going to
And they let
they,
him throw a million times will, a game. They're always losing.
Someone will think they could fix him.
Yeah, if you can, you know, always be Drew Bledsoe against the Vikings in 94. How many pass attempts that game?
70.
Yeah, basically do that every game. Yeah, you're gonna rack up some stats. Jameis Winston sucks. Oh, he's so awful. Austin on the Cape. Austin.
I don't mind him.
Hey, yeah, guys, how you doing?
Not afraid to sling it.
No, I just want to say that we need to absolutely just stay away from Cam Newton. Like, there's no way to even bother with him. His best season when he was MVP, 35 touchdowns, wasn't even the leader in the league at that time. And he was, like, fourth in his completion percentage. I'd rather not even touch him. He's, like, the worst option you can ever get. What about the young kid and just stay with them? Don't even touch him.
I agree. I'd rather groom the kid. I think you bring Newton in.
Yeah, assuming he's good.
Yeah.
So, assuming he's good, I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if your options are the young guy or Cam Newton, I would probably opt for Stidham, assuming that the coaches believe in him. If they have their doubts about his ability, then I would entertain Cam Newton. I wouldn't rule it out. And no, he's not the worst option. We just named a worse option. Jameis Winston. Worse. Far worse. Chris and Peabody. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So I just want to get my opinion across here. I believe that Brian Hoyer is a bum. He sucks. and he belongs as a backup quarterback, you know? And I believe Deshaun Watson and Cam Newton are a great fit for the Patriots offense. And, you know?
Okay.
I don't think Brian Hoyer is a bum.
Strong.
I think he's a hard worker. I just don't think he's got a lot of inherent talent and his ceiling was
right.
reached.
I would say Jameis Winston is a bum. Like, that guy doesn't give
look
a
look
damn.
Look at a guy like
that guy doesn't give a damn.
There's a reason Sorry. Guys like Cade McCown.
He doesn't strike me as someone who even cares. Brian Hoyer cares.
Yeah, like yes. Cade McCown. Same he's type just, of player as Hoyer to me. Like, you're going to be around to help the young guys. Help Sam Darnold.
Good. Just because you care doesn't mean you're good.
Like, to me, Trubisky's a bum.
Bum. Deer in headlights.
Jay Cutler.
Bum.
Definite bum.
That guy's
a bum.
Yes.
Hoyer's not a bum.
You said bum, I think.
Maybe just, but he may right. have been using the word just in the sense of how well he plays.
Maybe he thinks he's like.
Well, I don't think he was meaning it literally. He's got, you know, fingerless gloves and
warming
his hands over a trash barrel.
You know what I mean. Talking just from a standpoint of his ability to play the quarterback position.
Hormel chili.
Just on his football abilities. Because if that were all he wanted to rate it on, I'd agree with him.
I can't believe I bought all those cans of Hormel chili prior to the start of all this.
And you haven't eaten them yet?
I ate the one in studio, and I've yet to eat any of them at home.
Well, it's for emergencies.
You know what he put that over? Hot dogs. I might do a hot
dog. Oh, a chili dog? I've never heard of that.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, be creative tonight. Like, what are we going to run out of dinner options? Like,
no.
How many casseroles, how many steaks can you eat? Did ribs last night.
I don't know, Rockefeller. How many steaks can you eat?
What are you talking about?
JP Getty?
Steak again?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad. Eat it. Some ketchup on it.
No, that hasn't been in the case for our house where we're sick of steak. It's like, how many times can we have pasta? How many times can we repurpose all this taco meat that we made the other night? Now tonight we're having quesadillas. It tastes the same. Shut up.
Let them make it.
All right, so I've got another quarterback name to throw at you. Ooh. In the draft.
Oh.
In the draft. Tua. Let's talk about Tua for a second.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up after headlines. Also, Tom Brady speaks on a conference call as a member of the Tampa Bay Bucks. It happens at noon. We will play it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
He had a touchdown, he got me bust down. He bought me things that he know I like. We had a touchdown, he got the drip down. I tell him everything but him I like. We had a touchdown, he got me bust down. He bought me things that he know I like. We
Shelby Cordell,
no way.
He got the drip.
That's pretty good.
I tell him everything but him I like. He treat me good, he treat me good.
It's Patriots new touchdown song? So, real quick here, and I know you want to talk about a quarterback.
Yeah.
Mike Reese tweeted just 10 minutes ago, subtle changes to the Patriots uniform that will be revealed in the next couple months. The logo will remain the same, but there are subtle changes. What the hell can that be?
Hey, they're making there was a report yesterday that there would be logo and uniform changes in the league. The logo changes were the Rams and Chargers. The uniform changes will be the Falcons, the Bucks, which we knew about,
yeah.
Patriots, Browns. And there will be a logo and uniform tweak for the Colts.
How many times can the Browns change their freaking uniforms?
I'd love for them to go back.
Go back to what?
What they had before these ones.
And not them stupid muddy ones that they wear now.
So Mike Reese adds context. A lot of people speculated that the uniform changes for the Patriots would be their third jersey, their alternate jersey, would go to what the Patriots had in the 90s, which, as you know, I'm an advocate for. And he says changes to the Patriots uniform won't be dramatic. The team will reveal the subtle changes to the uniform on social media in the coming months.
So they're making a clean break here. Like it's a new era, a little bit of a reset with it all.
I bet that was well in the works long before they got to.
You
Brady.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like the LA's new logos now. Now the ones they had on that hat, what was that, 2 weeks ago or something? Looked like crap. Looked like a World League hat. And I think they've altered it since then.
When you sent that logo or whatever that was a couple weeks ago.
Horrendous.
When I saw it, I thought it was the Chargers' new logo.
Yeah, it's the Rams.
I didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh.
Chargers colors, right?
And it's got sort of that, like, it looks almost like it could be the lightning bolt.
You don't know what it is.
Twisted and spun. Yeah. And spun. I didn't know what you were sending. I didn't know it was a Rams logo.
Yeah.
So when I first saw it and you had texted, I go, oh, Chargers new logo? It's a weird
look. Looked terrible on
that. This is strange. I had no idea that it was the Rams, not the Chargers.
In print, it looks better.
No. They really wanted to jam LA into their logo somehow.
Man.
All right. There's a video circulating of Tua. He wrote it on Twitter. Put it up. He's recovering from his hip injury, which he got at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So he put up this video on Instagram, working on his footwork and throwing the football.
Smooth seven-step drop. Man, he looks great.
I mean, I don't know anything about how bad his hip injury was, but it sounded pretty terrible.
Yeah, the biggest problem from the combine for me was the footwork of the quarterbacks. They all looked uncomfortable under center, except Fromm and Jalen Hurts in the dropbacks. The five-step, seven-step drops. Like, I thought everybody else altered them. They look rigid. They look stiff. Tua looks pretty good here. He does. But, again, injury history and size. What teams are going to...
Oh, yeah, we saw him at the Super Bowl. He's short.
He's diminutive.
And you know me. Got to have a minimum...
You're like a tall quarterback.
Big strapping lad.
Like, bare minimum 6'2 is the short end for me. He's 6 feet, man.
If he's lucky.
On a good day.
I'm 6'5", and I stood up, and he's standing against a wall, and I'm like, he ain't 6 feet.
And I love Russell Wilson. Think he's fabulous.
Sure.
think that guy's great. I would have never drafted Russell Wilson on height alone.
That's what you got to remember. Nope. That's going to help Tua. But this is good for Tua and his reps, obviously. You've got to start pumping these videos and get it out there prior to the draft. Like, okay, he's trending in the right direction here. He's moving well. This isn't Gordon Hayward, you know, just shooting jump shots or moving forward, not cutting left and right. You know, trying to get him like, oh, well, Gordon's doing well. Oh, he does, looks a little stiff. Tua does not look stiff. That's good for him, considering, yeah, that's some pretty damn serious hip surgery he had.
We'll hear from Tom Brady coming up at the top of the hour. Scott's in Wilmington. What's up, Scott?
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second now.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. Jerry's in Murrayville. Jerry.
Jerry!
Hey, guys, listen. Number one, thanks for being on, but you should ask T-Bone if he can pull up Terry Bradshaw. I was channel surfing during a commercial, and Terry Bradshaw, number one, is really upset with Brady being traded to Tampa Bay. He's also upset with Bruce Arians for taking Tom Brady, in that he's only going to be there for a couple of years, and he don't want to deal with no rookie or young quarterback. And he said if they brought him into Tampa Bay, he could take those interceptions right out of Jameis Winston. And he thinks the whole Brady thing is stupid.
Well, it's like Zoe said about Jameis Winston. Coach him up.
Yeah, right.
He's not afraid to throw the ball, sling it. Just
check it over a lot.
Yeah, he just said that in the last 15 minutes. Okay, thanks for being on, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, pal.
I'm not going to blame a guy for wanting Tom Brady on his team. Well, that makes Bruce Arians a bad coach to want to ditch Jameis Winston.
No, we had to
get Tom Brady while he figures out who the next guy will be.
No, we have it in our notes. Bradshaw's like more ripping, like, well, something. They didn't want Brady in New England. Like, they didn't pound their fists, say, yo, we want him to be our quarterback. Nobody was fighting
for the sake of argument, that is the reason. Do you understand that?
Right.
What do you make of that? That after 20 years, Brady did not want to stop playing, and he just needed to get someplace else to get away from whatever it is, for whatever reason, that particular coach.
Well, I can certainly understand getting away from something that I think is obvious now, is that the pressure that Belichick probably puts on his football team and the pressure that Brady puts on himself to excel, the two of those finally collide. I happen to believe that working for Bill Belichick would have been a great honor. But when you're through, because I think that's exhausting. That kind of commitment to excellence is exhausting. It's mentally exhausting. So perhaps Tom wants to get out from under that kind of pressure and be free and go down to Florida in the warm weather and show the world how great he is, you know, how great he really is without Belichick. I know Belichick can win without Brady. I don't know that Brady can win without Belichick. So now we have the Eagles, and I just don't understand for the life of me why he would leave New England and move to another football team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Terry Bradshaw, follow-up thoughts on that comment from him. We'll do that coming up next. We'll hear from Brady himself on a conference call at noon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
My name is Mud.
Tom Brady talks at noontime. It's coming up just minutes from now. He's going to have a conference call. No press conference.
It's official.
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone.
This is the official, like, beginning.
Beginning of the healing
beginning
process.
Of the Bucks, you know, end of the Pats that you didn't have with Rob Gronkowski. You're still waiting for your Rob Gronkowski leaving the Patriots press conference.
No, I had that Friday night. I had that Friday night with his awesome appearance on Raw?
Oh, on the wrestling, yeah. I did not.
Boy, was he bad.
I didn't watch it. I heard Touch and Rich play the audio from it. That was it.
He got the most hyped version from his boy Mojo Riley. It's so forced.
The next time
he's done
that, a player retires without a press conference, we can now say Rob Gronkowski retired without a press conference.
The big one. He's like best tight end ever play.
Okay.
Should have retired with a press conference. Junior Seau had how many?
Yeah. I've graduated.
Yeah. Gronkowski should have had one. Then maybe they would have got a tight end. So. Hey, he's done. Maybe we should get a tight end. That'd have been nice.
Terry Bradshaw doesn't understand what it is that
What's fine,
keep picking up a phone? You hear that?
Not mine.
I don't know if our listeners hear that.
Is that inside? Is your phone vibrating?
You guys can hear that?
You got something in your pocket?
Yep. What? I think it could be coming from over there. That other studio.
Wow.
It's loud, though, when it happens. 617-779-0985. Anyway, Terry Bradshaw doesn't know what the hell Tom Brady's doing going to Tampa Bay. He doesn't understand it. He chalks it up to being exhausted playing for Bill Belichick. I don't think that's what it is. That's why he quit. I think that's why Rob Gronkowski quit. Why he gave it up. He needed to have more fun. Does Brady need more fun?
No, Brady wants to win. He wants to keep
Brady wants
playing.
Love. Brady wants to be loved.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted. He wanted Bill Belichick to say, you're my guy and I'm going to pay you. If the contract was right, he'd be here. It wasn't about that. I disagree with Terry Bradshaw on that take, that after 20 years, he's just exhausted. And he needs to have more fun and needs to be in a place where there's not as much pressure. I don't think that's what this is about. Right. I think that exists. I think that's real, that there is far less pressure in Tampa Bay than he would have had in New England.
Yeah.
And he may find he doesn't like it.
It could happen. Their schedule's not easy either.
But schedule aside, the coaching, the atmosphere, you think it's anything like New England? As Bert said the other day, it's like going from the Marines to Margaritaville.
Yep. Like, what are you going to think Thursday of prep?
Forget
prep week?
The schedule. What, I'm not talking about that.
You know, for as conditioned as you were, as Brady was, and how maniacal he was in his approach and preparation, and how, you know, every second I invest, it takes everything out of you. What's it going to feel like week 3 Thursday? Like, oh, man, this isn't anything like what we've done. Like, that's where it could be like, oh, are you going to have a talk with Arians? Are you going to, what are you going to do?
When on Tuesday, players' days off, the building is locked.
yeah.
Guys, what's the
deal? What if they win? What if they win the first game and Arians goes, hey, man, you know, I'll see you all Wednesday. Okay. I'll play a little golf, head down to Margaritaville. I'll be down there drinking some paint.
Go to the beach.
Drink some paint. Yeah, I'll see you. I'll see you Wednesday. Take your family side. Go spend some
Don't
time.
Miss things.
Yeah.
Right? Don't miss things.
Go to your kids' games.
Yep. Yeah. Go to the soccer games. Yeah. Go to the dance recitals. Yep. John in Rhode Island. Hey, John.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's too late. Yeah. Damn it. I had already hit the button.
Sure.
Cam in South Carolina. Cam.
Hey, Beetle. What's up, though?
Hey.
What in the world was going on with all this Deshaun Watson buzz? Vegas has him as the favorite to start for the Patriots in 2021. If Billy O'Brien gets stupid and scoops up Cam Newton or Jameis Winston, does that open him up for a trade?
Well, forget who he scoops up. He'd have to get stupid to want to trade Deshaun Watson, which is not beneath him. He's already gotten stupid once, but that's how it has to happen.
Yeah, I don't know
why
he'd do
it. There's no free agent to New England next offseason. And by the way, he's no longer the favorite. He's actually second to Jarrett Stidham. Stidham is now the favorite. Deshaun Watson is second. Still impressive that he's second.
Did you hear the McCourty stuff on Stid? Like, they go back and forth. And
it's also not in Vegas. It's in the online books. Different world. Sorry. Hate to be a stickler for the details there, but that's just what it is. Grim in Plymouth. Grim.
Hey, guys. How are you? Big fan. You guys do a great job. You were talking about the quarterback size and how Tua might be, 6 feet if he's lucky, and that might be too small. So obviously the best small quarterback that I can think of would be Doug Flutie.
Oh.
Now, if Flutie had been given a chance, a commitment by a team to actually play a full season without the fear of you know, them taking him off the field because of who knows what. How successful might he have been? And Zoe,
yeah, I mean, and here's what I'll defend Tua from a size standpoint. But they're always, you know, he's going to be able to see at the next level. Do you know how big Alabama's offensive line is? They recruit some of the them and Auburn. They recruit some of the biggest offensive line that I've ever seen. He's talking about 6'6", 6'7" guys with tree trunk legs. If you could sit in a pocket and see behind those guys, now you're going to have to roll them out a little bit. So he's going to have to move at times. You know, to what sort of Russ Wilson did, play action stuff, boots. And that's where you can help him out. I don't know where he goes. I don't. He could go as high as 3, or he could fall into the 20s. He could be there at 23 when you're picking. What do you do then? Whew.
Doug Flutie was not the best short quarterback.
Who was the best short
quarterback? It's Wilson.
Oh, Russ, yeah, now, yeah. I'm trying to think in past, like history.
No.
Really not that many. Like, Breeze isn't the biggest guy. And he overstrides, too. Like, when he overstrides, he drops his angle and, you know, it's throwing velocity, you know, where that arc comes out, where it comes out of your hand. And he's not a real over-the-top guy. You know, sort of barrel-chested, and he comes out sidearm a little bit at times. So, Breeze isn't one of the tallest guys either. He could be one of the best short ones. Not that he's short.
Breeze is 6 feet, so we're not going to count him as short, but he's close.
You know what I mean? And when he throws, he really strides.
I mean, if you want to make the line 6 feet or less, then Breeze is the best one. Breeze is the best short quarterback. Yep. If you have to be under 6 feet, that would be Russell Wilson. Right. That's what it would be.
Take a quick headline here.
You know, a lot of people would also tell you that Sonny Jurgensen was the best short quarterback, too. He was under 6 feet. Yeah.
He smoked cigarettes and drank beer?
I think so. Back in the day, man. Probably a picture of him doing that.
Sure.
All right, let's get to headlines quickly, and we'll have Tom Brady's conference call coming up in a moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.